Joanna Nicholson with the top stories on ABC News. The United States is calling on Russia to abandon its support for Syrian President Bashar al-Assad following last week's suspected chemical attack. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has been in talks with G7 leaders in a bid to end the conflict. He will now head to Moscow to meet his Russian counterpart. There are growing calls for the federal government to allow first home buyers to use their superannuation for a house deposit. The federal opposition leader Bill Shorten has dismissed the idea, saying it would dramatically eat into retirement savings. Crossbench Senator Nick Xenophon has cautiously welcomed the idea. Port Adelaide has suspended the membership of a fan accused of racially abusing Adelaide's Eddie Betts last Saturday night. Port Adelaide ruckman Paddy Ryder was also abused by an Adelaide supporter, but the fan ran away before security guards could catch him. The decision has been welcomed by the AFL's diversity policy manager. United Airlines has apologised after footage emerged of a passenger being dragged from an overbooked flight. The airline says it needed to make room for a group of four employees of a partner airline who had to work the next day. And those are the latest headlines from ABC News.